Here's the word for today.
From Vision 180 magazine.
To help you live different every day.
So God created human beings in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. Genesis chapter 1, verse 27. Whenever we make something, we invest time and effort and inspiration and put into the project something of ourselves. So we reflect God's own creativity. The famous American football coach Vince Lombardi said, "The joy is in the creating, not maintaining." It's a mistake to believe that God is only interested in spiritual things and not secular things. Yes, we must grow spiritually, but we must also use the gifts he has given us to fulfill his purposes here on earth and to bless others. You don't have to be rich or have a high IQ in order to be creative. You could be a creative hairstylist or come up with a new recipe or create a job opportunity for prisoners by which they rebuild their lives. That's not just secular, that's spiritual. You'll notice that the cross has two posts, vertical and horizontal. The vertical post represents your relationship with God, what he wants to do for you, and what he wants you to do for him. The horizontal post represents what he called us to do for each other. You say, "But I'm not creative." Once you discover your God-given gift, it will release your creativity. Paul writes, "Having then gifts differ according to the grace that is given to us, let us use them." Stop putting yourself down just because you're not as creative as you'd like to be. Creative thinking isn't necessarily original thinking. In fact, people puff up the idea of original thought. Most often, creative thinking is a composite of other people's thoughts discovered along the way. So be creative.
The word for today,
as featured in Vision 180 magazine.
See more at vision180.org.au.
Vision 180.